Canyonlands National Park in eastern Utah is being recognized for its dark skies and lack of light pollution. Park officials announced this week that Canyonlands was named as an International Dark Sky Park by the Arizona-based International Dark Sky Association. John Barentine is the program manager.
In that part of the state, there's a growing awareness of the value of dark skies, not only as a natural resource that's worth protecting, but also as a potential draw for tourism.
He says Utah has other dark parks, including Natural Bridges and Capitol Reef. Barentine says people come from as far away as Europe and Asia to view stars and experience open night skies.
They'll make their vacations in places like Canyonlands specifically to come see the dark skies.
Canyonlands is now one of 26 parks recognized by the group for park efforts to preserve views of the night sky. Efforts began several years ago by park officials to meet the association's requirements to be recognized as a dark park and say they use only night sky-friendly light bulbs and fixtures to minimize light pollution. The National Park Association is planning a special astronomy event on September 18th to commemorate the dark sky designation and showcase views of star-filled skies. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.